At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Don't be afraid. Lock the doors. Turn out the lights and climb into bed. It's time for Hillbilly Dead Time Stories.
Many bars have regulars who never seem to leave, even after hundreds of years. And to that point, from the United States to Australia, there are haunted bars that claim to be home to a number of ghostly beings. Some of these spirits might stick around because they're attached to this particular location for the amount of fun that they had. Others, maybe because they suffered a tragic death, maybe in a bar fight. Some of these locations are no longer even bars or taverns. But that doesn't keep the regulars from still showing up. One such former bar is the Lucas Tavern in Montgomery, Alabama. The original Lucas Tavern was relocated to and restored on the corner of Old Alabama Town in 1980. Its original location was East Montgomery County near Waugh. It had originally been built in 1818 as a wayside hotel and tavern. Supposedly, it hosted the Mardi Gras de Lafayette in 1825. In 1845, the structure became a residence, and still later, it became a storage building. This is declared to be the oldest standing building in Montgomery County. Today, it serves as a tourist center and a gateway to Landmark's Painted Mission campground behind it. If you visit, be careful, because it is considered by some to be haunted. In the early 1820s to 1840s, the Lucas Tavern was considered to be a tasteful establishment, where weary travelers could fill up on a good meal and sleep in on a warm, comfortable bed. The owners of the tavern, Eliza Lucas, enjoyed taking care of her guests, and perhaps that's why she was so successful. Eliza and her children lived in the tavern, and she worked hard at her business, as well as taking care of her kids. Sometime in the 1840s, the Lucas Tavern became a private residential home for about 100 years. In the 1960s, the home was abandoned. In 1978, the Landmarks Foundation bought it and moved it to the old Alabama town. The tavern was completely restored in 1980. After the restorations were finished, Eliza's apparition became very active. Eliza's spirit is usually described as being about 5'3 and wearing an old-fashioned Victorian-style dress. Most visitors who see Eliza say that she's smiling and waving from the tavern doorway as they pass by. Eliza isn't always so pleasant, though. Sometimes she lets people know when she feels that they're out of line. One afternoon, there was a meeting in the tavern. All of the attendees were seated in front of the fireplace. One of the men was irritably trying to get his opinions across to the rest of the group when all of a sudden, a big cloud of ashes and smoke discharged from the fireplace and covered the gentleman's clothing in soot. Apparently, Eliza didn't like what the man was saying, or maybe she just didn't approve of his attitude. On another occasion, two employees at a tavern were carrying on a conversation about how the historical district operates, and all of a sudden, a door to the room slid up off its hinges and landed with a loud thump onto the floor in front of both of them. I'm assuming that Eliza did not approve of their conversation. In 1986, Eliza gave a photographer quite a show. He came to the tavern after it was closed and asked if he could take some photographs. After giving permission, the photographer headed out behind the tavern to the old one-room schoolhouse. When he entered, he saw a woman looking out the window, dressed in outdated clothing. He assumed that the woman was one of the tour guides dressed in costume. The man took several photos, then accidentally bumped a desk and startled the woman. She began to hurry away, and he begged her to sit at the teacher's desk so he could photograph her. She went to a portrait of George Washington, and she stood underneath it. She looked at the photographer, smiled, and waved, and then she floated right through the wall. When the man developed his film, the pictures were blank, except for a bright golden light that lay right in the spot where Eliza's image should have been. Eliza has always been known to materialize in front of visitors and employees alike. She is said to tidy up or mess up various rooms and occasionally rearrange things. So if you don't want to constantly be cleaning up messes, I would suggest that you stay on Eliza's good side.
Zombie herd. And once that's over.